종교개혁 500주년이라고 말씀을 드렸습니다. 500 years ago, Martin Luther sent a letter. It was actually a request for disputation or debate about 95 articles that he thought that the Catholic Church was doing wrong with. So he asked the Archbishop of the town that he lived to come to the public forum, open forum, to discuss and debate on the 95 subjects, 95 questions. One of them is that Pope Leo X authorized every Catholic church to sell the indulgences, which is a ticket to heaven, a ticket of forgiveness, to sell the indulgences, proclaiming that as soon as you put the coin into the box, your ancestors' sins were forgiven. They might be able to ascend it to heaven while they were stationed in the middle station in the States, which it was absolutely a lie in every category, because the people, Christians who die, are not stationed in somewhere in between. They go right to the Lord, according to the two passages in the Bible, Philippians and Colossians. There's no interim station. So Luther thought, he was teaching theology at the University of Wittenberg, and he raised these questions, and that was one of them. So he wrote down 95 questions or debate subjects, and I want you to come out, the Archbishop Albert, to come out and discuss with me in the public square and refute. Instead, the Archbishop sent a letter to the Pope, and the Pope condemned him and excommunicated him. And they summoned him to come to the court in Rome, and Luther knew that he was going to be hanged when he'd go there. So he ran away. He escaped at night. He went into a cathedral where one of his friends was the Lord of that cathedral. So he hid there. And what he did was, actually he was translating the Bible, Latin Bible, into German. And the so-called disputation of 95 articles, it was not intended to reform the Catholic Church. It's simply, as a scholar, as a theologian and a philosopher, he simply wanted to debate on these 95 items and hope to reform the Catholic Church. He never intended to overturn the Roman Catholic Church. He was an honest and humble priest and professor of theology, and a scholar, and a monk. He humbly wanted to talk about these articles so that the church should relieve the members of the church, the believers, of many unnecessary burdens. So he ran away and hid in the castle. He didn't do anything else. A funny thing happened. His friends, fellow priests, and other fellow Catholic believers began translating those 95 articles from Latin to German and began distributing them. And there are a lot of people who are not happy with the church, Roman Catholic Church. And there are many farmers and politicians who didn't agree with the Roman Pope and government, Roman Empire, because Germany was under the rule of Roman Empire. They began using those 95 questions to rebel against the Roman Empire. But it was never Luther's intention to reform the church, to say the least. But while he was in hiding, something was happening outside the castle. That was the beginning of the Reformation. So we celebrate 500th anniversary of the Reformation that began on October the 31st. You know why Halloween? Actually, it is the day Luther sent the letter. So we are celebrating, or people are celebrating Halloween for wrong reasons. actually, we should celebrate the Reformation. Because he sent the letter to the Archbishop, who was actually the priest of the All Saints Cathedral. So October 31st or November the 1st is actually, according to the Roman Catholic calendar, it's All Saints Day. That became Halloween. Halloween is All Holy Saints Day. Anyway, that was the beginning of the Reformation, which Luther never intended. And he said, buying indulgences, do not earn or buy forgiveness. It is only a gift of God. Nobody can purchase their redemption or salvation or ticket to heaven. Only by grace you're saved through faith in Christ Jesus. That is the passage of the day. 에베소서 2장 8절 한번 보시기 바랍니다. 설교 2분의 1 끝내도록 하겠습니다. 굉장히 길어질까봐 초대하신 분들 오늘은 우리가 세례식 성찬식을 통해서 은혜를 받았기 때문에 한 가지만 여러분과 나누고 말도록 하겠습니다. 나누고 끝내도록 하겠습니다. 에베소서 2장 8절 또 10절 그냥 읽겠습니다. 함께 읽을까요? Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 through 10 읽겠습니다. 너희는 그 은혜에 의하여 믿음으로 말미암아 구원을 받았으니 이것이 너희에게서 난 것이 아니오 하나님의 선물이라 행위에서 난 것이 아니니 이는 누구든지 자랑하지 못하게 하려니라. 우리는 그가 만드신 바라 그리스도 예수 안에서 선한 일을 위하여 지으심을 받았으니 이 일은 하나님이 전에 예비하사 우리로 그 가운데서 행하게 하려 하십니다. 아멘. Verse 8 says, By grace you have been saved through faith.
우리가 많은 경우에 우리는 믿음으로 구원받는다고 합니다. 실제로 이 by sola, sole, sola 제가 그러는데요. 그것은 sola scriptura, by scripture alone, by faith, scripture alone, 그 다음 sola fide, by faith alone, sola gratia, grace alone, sola Christus, Christ alone, soli deo gloria, glory to God alone. 그 다섯 가지가 종교개혁의 catchphrase입니다. 그런데 우리가 여기서 2장 8절을 보면 너희가 그 은혜에 의하여 믿음으로 말미암아 구원을 받았다고 말합니다. By grace, you have been saved through faith. Question is, are we saved by faith or by grace? Which comes first? 은혜가 먼저 올까요? 믿음이 먼저 올까요? 2장 8절에 가면 뭐라고 되어있죠? By grace, 그 은혜에 의하여 너희가 믿음으로 말미암아 구원을 받았다. 그렇죠? Faith itself is a gift from God by grace. Faith comes by grace. That's what it means.
많은 경우에 우리는 믿음을 통해서 우리가 구원받는다고 생각을 합니다. 맞습니다. 그런데 믿음은 은혜의 결과라는 뜻입니다.
Without grace of God, we cannot have faith in Christ Jesus.
오늘 여러분 이것만 기억하시기 바랍니다. 우리가 구원받은 것은 오직 하나님의 은혜로 은혜라는 말은 선물이라는 뜻입니다.
Grace means gift.
Nobody pays for a gift.
We cannot pay for the gift of salvation because Christ paid it all.
그래서 He said on the cross, He said, "It is finished."
In Greek, if we paraphrase that, it is actually literally it is finished or it has been finished, but it actually means. But they were using that sentence when they pay the bill in full. When you pay your rent bill or telephone bill in full, you check it or paid in full. It is finished in John 19:30 actually means I have paid the debts of sinners in full. Paid in full. That's what it means. It is finished. Your sins were paid in full.
그러니까 어떻게 돼요? No one can pay anything extra. 그렇죠?
If we try to pay something for our salvation, that means we are dishonoring the death of Christ. We are saying, your death is not enough for me. I need to do something. I'm going to help you to fulfill the redemption. That's what it means. So that is the dishonoring God or Christ when we try to earn our salvation. Even after the salvation, there's nothing we can pay
extra. Then why do we do good works? In verse 10, it says, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. He recreated us. Actually, verse 10, we are his workmanship, created. It actually literally means we are his workmanship recreated in Christ. We regenerated, reborn. Why? We are recreated in Jesus for good works. We are not saved by works, but we are saved for good works. So people say, not by works, but for works. Why? Because we are grateful that someone else paid our sins in full. What are you supposed to do? We pay him tribute, or we pay him thanks. And for that, we obey his word. So good works should not be something that we do to earn our salvation, but it must be motivated by our gratitude, because we are thankful for Jesus' sacrifice, for his paying our debts in full. That's why we are not saved by works. We are saved by grace through faith, but we are saved or regenerated to do good works. So we must do good works. 우리는 선한 삶을 반드시 살아야 됩니다. 그런데 그것은 구원을 위해서가 아니라 구원을 받았기 때문입니다. Not to earn salvation, but because we are already saved by grace. 여러분, 그렇기 때문에 종교개혁을 한 사람들, 루터나 칼빈이나 스뱅글이나 이런 모든 분들이 만장일치로 부르짖은 게 뭐였습니까? Sola fide, faith alone, sola gratia, grace alone. Nothing else. There's no room for our works for salvation. 여러분, 오직 은혜로, 오직 믿음으로라는 이 말씀을 여러분 잘 기억하시기 바랍니다. 그래서 우리가 오직 은혜, 오직 믿음, 사실 다른 건데 우리가 합쳤습니다. 그건 사실상 연결되는 것이기 때문에 오늘 합쳐서 제가 제목을 잡았습니다. 믿음은 무엇이냐? 하나님의 선물을 깨닫고 감사함으로 받는 것입니다. 다음 주일에 좀 더 보충을 하도록 하겠습니다. 오늘 우리가 반드시 기억할 것은 내가 구원받은 것은 하나님의 은혜였다. 다른 방법은 없습니다. 우리는 은혜로 구원받았고 또 우리는 은혜로 성화됩니다. 그래서 오늘 우리가 함께 은혜 아니면 이라는 찬양을 불렀다는 것인데요. 앞으로 이런 은혜에 대한 찬양들을 좀 많이 불러야 될 것 같아요. 우리가 너무 우리 행위에 의지하는 경향이 있습니다. 루터는 면죄부로 혹은 자신은 금식과 기도를 정말 철저히 했던 수도승이었는데 그런 것들로 하나님의 죄사함을 받을 수 없다는 것을 깨닫고 이거 아닌데 이게 맞지 않습니까? 라고 질문을 던진 것이 그는 순수하게 한 사람의 크리스찬으로서 한 사람의 학자로서 성경에 대한 토론을 하기를 원했는데 그것이 종교개혁이라는 엄청난 폭발적인 열매를 맺게 된 것을 우리가 먼저 기억해야 되겠습니다. 여러분 우리가 하는 작은 일이 겸손하고 소박한 신앙의 행동들이 이렇게 엄청난 파장을 가지고 요즘 좋아하는 표현이 있죠. 나비 효과라는 말이죠. 엄청난 효과를 가지고 올 수 있으면 기억하시기 바랍니다. 너희는 그 은혜에 의하여 믿음으로 말미암아 구원을 받았습니다. 이 말씀을 잘 기억합니다. 나의 믿음, 내가 잘나서 믿은 것이 아니라 하나님이 나의 마음을 열어주셨기 때문에 나의 마음을 새롭게 재창조하셨기 때문에 그 은혜를 깨닫고 순종하게 되었다, 믿게 되었다는 것을 기억해 주시기 바랍니다. 기도하겠습니다. 고마우신 하나님 감사합니다. 오늘 저희들이 또 새 교우가 신앙을 고백하고 또 두 가정이 믿음 안에서 어린 아이들에게 유아 세례를 받을 수 있도록 허락하신 하나님께 감사를 드립니다. 우리가 이렇게 믿음을 고백할 수 있었던 것도 오직 하나님의 은혜였음을 저희들이 다시 한번 깨닫고 아버지 앞에 고백합니다. 우리의 힘으로 된 것이 아니라 우리의 지혜로 된 것이 아니라 우리의 선함으로 된 것이 아니라 우리에게는 조금도 선하고 지혜로운 것이나 힘 있는 것이 없었는데 오직 하나님의 은혜로 믿음을 갖게 하신 것을 다시 한번 감사드리오니 주님 부족한 죄인들을 이제 다시 한번 하나님의 은혜 가운데 주님을 닮아가며 믿음 생활 열매 맺는 삶을 살아갈 수 있도록 도우시고 축복하여 주시옵소서. 예수님의 이름으로 감사하며 기도드립니다. 아멘.